Well, the Treasurer calls today, as you just heard, an historic day. The federal opposition has long opposed the mining tax, and it says it will probably be scuttled in the High Court, resting, it seems, on a challenge being threatened by Clive Palmer. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
The mining tax was one of the issues identified by Julia Gillard to justify the ousting of Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister. Almost 2 years later, the tax is through the Parliament. Another success for the Gillard government?
It is a success. It's been a saga in which, as the Treasurer said, the Labor Party has lost skin, actually quite a lot of skin. It contributed to the fall of Kevin Rudd, was certainly not the only factor, but was nevertheless one of the key factors in his replacement. And it had to be restructured, and there is obviously some revenue loss in that process, although the Treasurer contests how much. But it is an important reform, and I think that many on the Liberal side would think that promising to knock this out is perhaps, in the long term, not such a good idea, although in the short term, of course, it was seized on as a good issue. But people now do favour in the polls a mining tax, and there is revenue involved, and knocking it out would leave a big gap.
I noticed that John Howard's former Chief of Staff and now Liberal Senator, Arthur Sinodinos, says the opposition had little choice but to oppose the company tax cuts because they're funded by the mining tax and as you said, the coalition's in favour of knocking out that whole tax. But he also said the opposition's approach has been, quote, a bit untidy. Is that a fair call?
I think he was talking about its general approach on the surplus and all the different statements that have come out. I think that certainly is a fair call. It's an understatement. I think also Arthur Sinodinos is not that keen on keeping the superannuation side of the package, which Tony Abbott has said would be kept because it would be too hard to unravel. But he's in line with the policy on the record.
Okay. And Michelle, just to update the Craig Thompson sick leave saga, it dragged on all day yesterday. The opposition playing very hardball about that medical certificate, as we discussed yesterday. It finally accepted a fresh doctor's certificate, but it's drawn criticism from doctors around the place, including one inside the Liberal Party, and it is presumably on the basis that it's a dangerous precedent for employers to start questioning and demanding more information on a medical certificate.
Well, it was a really, really bad look, I think. And when the AMA comes out and says, well, these medical certificates are involve legal obligations by doctors as well as ethical ones, it's not very good. But there was an interesting story associated with this, Fran, because Warren Inch, the opposition whip, said that normally people go to Mal Washer, who's the Liberal doctor, Liberal in both senses of the word, actually, or all senses of the word, and he gives certificates and then basically the opposition accepts them for pairing. Now, in this case, apparently Craig Thompson actually rang up Mal Washer's office last Wednesday and Mal Washer wasn't there and left a message, and this message got somewhat submerged on the desk and Mal Washer didn't see it until Thursday. By that time, Craig Thompson was in hospital. So if he'd managed to make contact on Wednesday, I think this whole thing wouldn't have happened, which is a bit of an irony given the opposition's position.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with The Age newspaper. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 8.